Ben on page 541, and it's in the art scroll on page 320. Yom Ach Bihichbati. Basically, this kina is about the killing of Zechariah ben Yehoyada HaKohen. We mentioned before, Im Yehoreh b'mikdash Hashem Kohen v'novi lo moldiyim, that Zechariah was killed. The interesting thing about Zechariah being killed is Zechariah is killed by a king, Yoash. Yoash basically was raised in the Kodesh Kodashim. Yoash was hidden by Yehosheva, and Yehoyada, who's the father of Zechariah, was the Kohen Gadol, who really protected Yoash when he's a baby. Yoash is a good king at the beginning. Kol zman that Yehoyada is alive. When Yehoyada dies, so Yoash kills his son Zechariah. Yoash begins to worship Avodah Zarah, and bad things happen. And the Mekonin over here speaks about how the blood of Zechariah, the blood of Zechariah ben Yehoyada, who's killed in Yom HaKippurim in the Kodesh Kodashim by King Yoash, the blood continues to boil for some 150 years. It probably doesn't mean literally, but it probably refers to the fact that there's tremendous implications on our actions. I always imagined that the Retzach Rosh HaMemshalah, that the killing of Yitzchak Rabin, which was done by a fellow who I was in shir with him in Karen B'Yavne, he sat across from me, Yigal Amir, and he killed the prime minister, and the reverberations of that action go on for so, so long. The religious Zionist community, which used to be like the crown jewel of Israeli society, is now looked at with derision. So much terrible things have happened because of that awful act. So the blood of Zechariah is boiling. And the Vuzradan comes in, and he asks, what blood is this? And the Kohanim lie. They say, oh, it's blood of Karbanos. And the Vuzradan goes, and he shechts lots of animals, and it doesn't match up. And then he begins to kill people. And he kills, and he kills, and he kills. And finally he says, listen, I killed the best of you. You want me to stop? And finally they say, no, it's the blood of Zechariah. And it seems to me that part of the lesson of this kinah is that when someone comes to you and they attack you and they got the goods on you, they say, you know what, you did something wrong. So if you admit that, if you admit what you do wrong, you can get off okay. But the Kohanim didn't do that. When the Vuzradan comes and says, what's this blood? They don't say right away it's Zechariah. They say, oh, it's blood of animals. And that's why things get so much worse. If you try to hide what you do wrong, things only get worse. Let's just say together, Kinah 34, Yom Ach Bihichbati. Yom Ach Bihichbati Vayichbu Avonai. Bishokhi Ya Bidam Novi Bechatsa Mikdash Adonai. לא כיססו אדמה בוחר אמוני, לא שקעת די הוקם, וגם הפלי פליליה, וירם בבס יהודות, עניו ועניו, היו הולך וסוער בו רב תבוכים. במקדש אדוני המצות דמים, לא יסריכים, וישאלו בעבור זה לכהנים, אז היפכים הינון הוא. אין זה כמדם אז בוחים, גם הוא זבח לחקור, מה זה ביהו מהויו, ואומר לנפשי זה חתוסך וזה פריו, וחוזר חוב לשקעת, ועוד על כיום נגרש. ויבוקש הדבר וימצאים בפורש קידם איש אלוהים הלוך חמוס שורש ואין לבזר אדם וגם דור הנה נדרש ישרו לי הקהנים והציעו מבייס יוב לא ישקו את הישקו את דם הנובי זכר יוד דקה ישושינו מיועי זמח מנו מבעוס ויום לטבע הקהנה ידנו יצבר איס וסינוק אשר בישראל ואיני אובוס ואוס ואין שקל בדם הנובי ואילו מפייס ואוס וחרב צנוי כמס הכי יהו מיוב וחוזס השבא פה ועוד גדול נצויים ויאמר האין די לדם בבנויס ירושלים החלת עושה שביס השוויה ועוד שקת דם נביא וחרב נקם רוויה. The next kinah that we'll recite is kinah 36, the famous kinna of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the kinna of Tzion Halo Tish Ali. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, 1075 to 1141, he grows up in Andalusian, Spain. This is a community that attained all the heights in Spanish culture. They are the court Jews. The notion of adab, which is a Arabic-Spanish term for refinement, was defined by the Jewish community in Andalusia. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is the pircha in Andalusian Jewry. He's the one who says, Chevra, listen, this is all fake. Eretz Yisrael, that's where it's at. What are you doing here? Why are you trying to rise in status? And of course, the parallels between Andalusian Jewry and American Jewry. American Jewry also, we're arriving at the height of society. We've been there for a while. And we don't have Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who is telling us, Chevra, you gotta go. Eretz Yisrael is where it's at. Why are you here? So Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in this kina, Tzion alot yishali l'shlom asirayich, he speaks to Tzion, he speaks to Eretz Yisrael, to Zion, and he says, why don't you look after the welfare, the well-being of those who are imprisoned by you? Asirei Tzion. We had it in our show, Jacob Birnbaum, Frida's husband. He was the champion of the Asirei Tzion. That's the term that the Russian refuseniks used for themselves. They felt imprisoned. They felt imprisoned because of their Jewishness. They want only what's good for you. And you should ask Tzion, Ushlom Asir Ta'ava, Notain Tma'av Katal Hermon. You should ask about how those who are bound up with desire or bound up with hope, they're two girsos, whether it's Asirei Ta'ava or Asirei Tikva, those who are bound up with desire or hope to connect Eretz Yisrael, ask how they're doing, Tzion. On some level, this is like we feel imprisoned by Zion rather than being imprisoned by the Goyim. That's one of the ideas that Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is mentioning. As Rav Soloveitchik also commented, the beauty of Rabbi Yehuda Halevi's kina is that it's a kina that speaks about the beauty, the physical beauty, the spiritual beauty of Eretz Yisrael. When we sit on the floor and when we cry over a Beis HaMikdash, just like we mentioned, Al Pnei Pras Nupsu Chasideho, how we mentioned that thinking, right, Pagei Suf Zohar Ka'aru Saideho, when we speak about thinking of the Yam Suf and how that increases the sadness. Thinking about the gorgeousness, the beauty of Eretz Yisrael also increases it. So Yehuda Halevi says, Levkot anutecha nitanim, I'm like a jackal, I cry for the suffering of Eretz Yisrael. Etechlom shivat shvutecha, I'm dreaming of the return. Anichi nor l'shirayich, I am a harp, I want to play music. Libi l'veitel p'niel v'og yamel machanayim v'kol pig eto horayich. All of those who are suffering with your tahara, who are in the Gerson Goldschmidt Konig E Taharayich, Nigaim. Sara'as can only happen in Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda Halevi is mourning the fact that we don't have the Kedusha that can lead even to Tzara'as. Shom Shechina Shechin Allah. In Eretz Yisrael, Shechina is your neighbor. Who will make me like a bird that I could fly far away? It's an amazing poem. I will fly far away. I will fly far away to the innermost recesses of my own heart. Bein b'tarayich refers to the Brit bin Abtarim. And it also refers to the psukim in Shir Hashirim. B'rach dodi al harei vater. Go to Hari Vosir, it goes to those mountains. Chayei neshamos avir atzeich, your air is special. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi in the Kuzari says that the air of Eretz Yisrael is heir only. Nevuah can only happen there. It's Israel. It's a special place, and we've all experienced additional kedusha in Eretz Israel, and that's what we mourn. That's what we mourn at this time. So let's together recite Kinah 36, Tzion Halotish Ali. Tzion Halotish Ali L'Shlom Asirayich Darshin Shlom Eichem Yesarayich Miyom Yisrach Mitzafah V'Teiman Shalom Rachav Bekarav Si'i Mikav Arayich. Siyan klilas yofi ahava v'chein tikshri me'as. Yivach l'moshav Elohayif, ashrei enosh yivcha yikarev yishkom b'chatzirayich. Hashem echakev yagia v'yere alo sorei v'yibaku alo v'shukharayich l'ros b'tovas b'chirayich l'alos b'simchase b'shuveich elei kidmas nurayich. Generally, we now recite Kinah 41, the Kinah Maharam of Rutenberg on the burning of the Talmud in Paris in 1242. The Kinah, of course, discusses that not only do we cry for the loss of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, the Torah that we spoke about, but the loss of books is also something that is worth crying on. With the destruction of German Jewry, there are so many works of the Rishonim that we don't have, and that, of course, is what Maharam of Rutenberg cries about here in this Kinah number 41. It's interesting that Tisha B'Av is a time where book burnings actually play a vital role. The word vital is badly used. Book burnings play a very important role because the first book that was ever burned that we know of was in Yirmiyahu Perek Lamed Vav, when Sefer Eicha is burned and Yirmiyahu has to rewrite it. So book burning is something that, of course, is a tragedy for the loss of knowledge. And Maharam of Rutenberg wrote a kinah, the kinah of Shalis Rufa Ba'esh, to deal with that. I'd like to move now to the kinah on the Holocaust. It's kinah 47. It's found in the packets in the appendix, page 13. And it's found in the Koran on page 621. This kinah that we recite is the kinah that's written by Rav Schwab from Breuers. I have tremendous difficulty introducing kinahs about the Holocaust, just because, Baruch Hashem, there's still people among us who experienced it, and the pain is unbearable. And when you read the kinah, especially when you know a lot about the Holocaust, you realize that it doesn't do it justice. And my thoughts about this are that if this is true about the Holocaust, it's true also about all the kinnis that we have been saying today. The kinnis don't do justice to the Crusades, and they don't do justice to the Korban Habayis. They don't. They can't. Just like the kinnah of the Holocaust doesn't really encapsulate all of the suffering. Hazlicher mazkira v'dardar u'kedoshah.
Mi male otzar Yisrael shedato mikeib nitrefes ush eis hapeekim ad mizeem yekomos o hayom nichtefes el chay mirachem adas konachem asher lochom or nichtefes oy chadosh tazmiyah karnei hoyd tazmiyah. We'll now move on to Kindle 45, Elitzion in the pamphlet on page 60, in the Koren on page 611, and in the Art Scroll on page 390. The image of Elitzion is a double image. It's the image of Isha Bitzireha, a woman in intense labor, transition, for those of you who have been there. And it's also the image of Kivtulah HaGuratzak, of the young woman who just lost her husband. And these two images are actually opposites. The image of the woman in labor, she's in terrible, intense pain, but something good will come of it. But the unending crying, the wailing of the woman who just lost her husband, there's nothing good that comes of it. So what we do when we say Elitzion is we think of these two images, and our hope, as we will rise from Kinnis in a minute, our hope is that the image of the Besula Chagurasak, this woman who just lost her husband. I've spoken a few times about how in the Sbarro bombing, now 20 years ago, Nava Applebaum was killed. And at her Levaya, the man who she was supposed to marry the next day, takes that wedding ring and he puts it in the grave. The image of losing someone that you're supposed to marry is so powerful. But our hope is that the never-ending tears of that image. They should become tears like the woman in labor, that something good comes of it.
Nimeshir